This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 332. Charismatically capture country and culture questions for a native nine.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll get a few speaking part one examples of how to answer questions about your own culture. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, what's going on, Lindsay?
Oh, well, it's actually a sunny day in Boston, a little chillier than earlier in the week, but I'm feeling pretty good today, all things considered, of course.
I know, right? Yes. Obviously, we're still reeling from the election. Yes. And sorry to bring it up again, but that's, you know, I'm not going to talk anymore about it. It's on my mind. But it is super sunny here as well. We have quite like a dry month in the forecasts. So this doesn't happen very often, guys, in Portland. Ooh. Once you get into like the fall and winter, to have this much sun. So this is really helping my mood, I should say.
And on top of that, it's good for filming videos, too. So
I know,
that's
right?
Good.
I know. This is really happening at a good time for us. I'm going to selfishly think this weather is for me.
Guys, we are over on the All Ears English podcast. If you also listen to that show, you'll hear that we're in the process of building a course based on my trip around the U.S. We're going to show you guys how to finally connect with native speakers and with other people through English, guys. It's going to be a great course. And to get your first lesson for free, you can go over to allearsenglish.com/bridge if you're working on your general fluency. But if you're really focusing on IELTS right now, you should stick within the IELTS area.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I have seen, I've seen some crossover because I've been, you know, looking at the listening surveys and stuff for people that are really excited about getting into our course, of which there are many, many people. And I have noticed crossover from, I recognize students from our IELTS course, and these are students that are taking extra time to prepare. So I think these are students that are not strictly focused on the 30-day or 60-day plans, are, you know, following some other study plans about taking a month to improve their overall English, doing this. So guys, if you are in our IELTS course, do stick with that. Follow that study plan. Focus all of your energy on that. And our listening course really comes into play for when you get past the IELTS challenge and you're looking about immigrating. You're looking about living in another country. The listening course is what prepares you for that.
Absolutely. That's it. You got it.
Yeah. So anyway, so we have so much to give you. Okay. It's just, I'm proud of us.
I know. Well, that's right. For good reason. We work hard over here and we want to help you guys feel that sense of confidence, that connectedness. Yeah. That's what it comes back to at All Ears English, right, Jessica? It's about connection.
Exactly. Yes. And I was listening to NPR this morning, as I do constantly, and the guy was talking about the difference between a job and work. This really hit home for me. Like, your job is just like sort of a 9-to-5 time card punching, leave it at the office at the end of the day type thing. Like, that's how you make your money as a job, right? Work can also be a job, but work is what gives your life meaning.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And for Lindsay and I, our work, it's luckily it's also our job, but like our work is helping you guys to pass these goals, to achieve your dreams, to connect with people in real ways. And so that's like, just after hearing that story this morning, I'm like, yay, I get to go home and work. Like, I was excited.
Excellent. Lucky to feel that. So lucky. Love that. Yeah. Very cool. Yes.
All right. So today, how are we helping you guys? On the IELTS exam, there are always questions about your culture. This could happen in speaking part one, part two, part three. There are questions about your culture all over the place. And from the native speaker side, from, you know, from our side, teacher side, examiner side, we're like, this should be easy, right? I'm just asking you about your culture. Here's why it's hard for a lot of students, because listeners, think about it. In your first language, how often do you like ask each other questions about your culture? You don't have to. You're from the same culture. Like, you get it.
Yeah, unless you've done stuff like language exchanges or you've been in kind of an international community, I could see how this would never come up.
And these, even though they're so common on the test, for some reason, it's not something focused on in a lot of textbooks and IELTS courses. So most courses focus on classrooms, I should say, focus on these so-called IELTS hot topics like shopping, free time, and food. And that's what we're going to focus on today. But it's this, it's what ties these topics together is culture, about looking at these topics from your personal cultural perspective. So that's what we need you guys to focus on today. So I'm going to give you guys an activity. We do this sometimes on the show. Hopefully you are in a place where you can sit and take notes. If not, maybe pause the episode, go find a coffee shop. So guys, as you're listening to Lindsay and my sample answers today, I want you to take notes on three things. First of all, take notes on our vocabulary. Any interesting, you know, native speakery, interesting words that come up, write those down. Secondly, take notes on how specific we get with our examples. Write down how we support our answers. And third and finally, please try and listen for how we link our ideas, how we transition from sentence to sentence. So linking words, transition phrases, also write those down.
Excellent. Okay. People are definitely going to be taking notes here, guys. Don't miss this opportunity.
Yes. Okay. We have our teacher hats on today. Okay. So Lindsay, I'm going to ask you a speaking part one question. Okay. All right.
And before we go into it, let's remind our listeners, how long should I speak in speaking part one?
Oh, good. Right. Yeah. So guys, try and limit yourself to no more than five sentences. So we say 3 to 5 sentences is good. Not too much, not too little.
Nice.
Okay. All right. So guys, as we go through this, remember that culture is also just your country, right? Reflected on your society. It's all wrapped up together. So Lindsay, in your country, where do people generally shop for food?
Oh, well, in my culture, in my country, there are a number of grocery stores that people tend to go to. Usually the tradition is most people go about once a week. I personally like to go to Whole Foods, but some people like to go to cheaper grocery stores.
I'm so glad that was your answer, because I'm a cheaper grocery store person. So let's give the other side there. So
I know, it sounded snobby, right? Oh, I like to go to Whole Foods.
there is a definite cultural view of Whole Foods, guys, about like who shops there and stuff like that. And it's, you know, it's a stereotype and it's not fair, because obviously, Lindsay, you're a lovely person. I'm not gonna get mad because you shop at Whole Foods, but it's just it's funny. Okay. Let's see. How would I answer that? I would say, just speaking from a local perspective, the people that I hang out with and associate with, we shop at a place called Winco. It's a discount bargain basement grocery store. And we do this because you can buy foods in bulk. The prices are lower than everywhere else. And basically, if you have a family and you're on a budget, this is the best option for people in the Pacific Northwest.
Ooh, very nice.
All right.
I think that's where we went when I was in town. Winco, isn't that right? Where
we did.
And I came to visit you. Yeah.
I took you to Winco. I forgot about that.
That's right. They don't do credit cards, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's how they cut down on prices. There's all these like weird things that you can't use credit cards at Winco.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Okay. Do you wonder exactly what the IELTS examiner needs to hear to give you high scores on the speaking exam? It's not a normal conversation, you guys. This is a unique exam. If you want to know exactly how to satisfy examiner requirements for a 7 or higher, check out our 3 Keys IELTS Success System. The course is available now at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, so question 2. Okay. So where you live, what is the most common free time activity on the weekends where you live?
I think a common free time activity these days with people around me is watching football on Sundays. So some of my friends like to, only a few of them, but some people really close to me, they like to, you know, hang out, have some beers, get some potato chips, and watch the football game. It's a big part of American culture, especially in the fall.
Yeah. I don't watch football.
I'm just starting to get into it, but I'm still having trouble understanding
it. I know, right? I can't get into it. I've tried. Like, I love sports just in general. I just love sports. Mm-hmm. And I could be convinced to watch a lot of stuff. I recently got into baseball, for example, and I never thought I'd be excited by baseball.
Cool.
But
yeah,
like after going to like the Giants game, I'm like super stoked on it. But football? Can't do it.
A lot of times it's the people in your life, right? So if you're dating someone who's into it, or if you're close to someone who's into this sport, you find yourself, like, you want to spend time with the person.
Right.
So sometimes that's what you end up doing.
You know, like it's not just like doing something for the other person.
No,
it's nice. I mean, I know that's not what you're saying, but it's also nice to like get excited about something new. And also be able to like share and understand this feeling in someone in your life, right?
Definitely.
Like sharing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. So I would obviously have a different answer for that since I just said I don't like football. in my area, Portland, to be honest, is a very outdoorsy, very liberal outdoorsy part of the country. And so a really common free time activity for a lot of people I know and tourists, to be honest, is like just going hiking, even if it's raining. We don't care about rain up here. We will just put on our Columbia jackets. Everyone has a Columbia jacket and head for the hills. That's what we do.
Excellent. I love that expression, that native expression you use at the end. I hope our listeners have written that down. Head for the hills. Very common. I love that.
I love that idiom, right? And so what would that normally mean? Because I think I used it in a different sense. What would that normally mean?
You used it actually in the literal sense.
I know, right?
It's normally used in the more figurative sense of just... start on a journey, I guess. Isn't that what it means? I don't know.
No, it's more specific than that. It's not just about leaving. It's about
escaping?
Like specifically escaping.
Yeah.
And even more specifically than that, you're escaping from something.
Yeah.
So just to put this in a modern current context, there is a lot of talk on Facebook right now about certain Americans running for the hills because they're afraid of a Trump presidency. So I think that puts it into a clear context. It's like you're escaping from something that you are afraid of, kind of, or something that, you know, is negative. You head for the hills, run for the hills.
I love that. That's a good expression. Guys, I hope you're writing down this native vocabulary here. It's gold.
So much gold today, guys. As Lindsay and I were both talking, I really heard a lot of transition phrases that are going to be so excellent for you guys to use on the exam. So as we said, we really hope you're taking notes. But you guys also have the option of coming back to our site, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Search for this episode, episode 332. And we are going to be sure to, in the article about this episode, you guys, I am going to highlight the vocab and transition phrases that I hope you wrote down. So you can go back there for answers. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Guys, that is the best. That's home base, guys. That's where you got to come back to. IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Good place. You're going to find more than 300 episodes at this point.
Oh my God.
It's just incredible. Incredible. What you can get started there, guys. And then when you're ready, you can get into our course at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Fantastic.
Good.
Yes, this was a dense episode, I think.
It was dense.
In the amount that students can tangibly take away from this. So there's a lot of learning points in here, guys. So remember that this is only the first step, right? Listening is the first step, taking notes. Second step, go back to our site, read the blog. Third step is to use this in your own practice. Don't skip that last step because that is the only way you'll actually acquire these native phrases.
That's it, Jessica. Exactly right. All right, very cool. So we'll be back next week, and thanks for hanging out today.
Yep, sounds good. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Have fun.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.